Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Give you the number here in just a moment. You can also Skype into the show with you in the studio this evening. It's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. So please go there and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you. Coming up here tonight, Derek J and Mark both happen to have similar kind of stories about crowdfunding for public goods, as some might say. And apparently there's one state legislator down in Alabama that Mark wants to tell us about who's trying to crowdfund for the state budget as well. So we can talk about those things. But first, let's go to the phones and to the fun, where we've got Drew on our Skype line. Skype is, by the way, username LRN.FM. Drew in Des Moines, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, I'll kind of lead up to my question. I hear you guys talking a lot about the police and the state and how the criminals, and when they do things that break the law, they get put in a cage. So, I kind of understand how in a free society there's not going to be laws, so there won't be people breaking laws, and kind of the voluntary interaction will take care of the people that – you know, if someone does something that you don't like, you won't interact with them.
Well, I got to say, I don't know if there won't be laws. I mean, I think there are certain natural laws that always must be adhered to, like, you know, do no harm. Don't aggress against another person. Don't use the threat of violence or force to achieve your goals in life. I think that'll be codified in some way, shape, or form. I mean, even though most people inherently know that, if a law is some sort of opinion written down on paper that is widely acceptable in a free society, I think, you know, most people would be not favorable towards people murdering and raping and pillaging. So I think that there would be general rules that that people would follow at, you know, various different people's property and businesses, that if you want to call them laws, you probably could, I think, in that. But, you know, in the traditional sense, that there would be some sort of legislature defining statutes with code numbers. I sure do hope we can get away from that, because nobody can possibly know what those laws are. They can't know, even though they're told ignorance of the law is no excuse. Everybody's ignorant of the law, including the people who enforce it. In fact, very frequently, the people who enforce those laws show how ignorant that they are. So, I don't know. I don't think it's really fair or accurate to say there would be no laws in a free society. There would certainly still be rules on private property, and I'm sure some people would still call that the law.
Yeah, that's kind of where my question was going, as you kind of touched on, like, the murderers and the rapists. In a free society, how are those kind of people dealt with? Like, now they go to prison, but in a free society, would there be a prison, or how would that be handled?
How would you like them to be handled, Drew?
I can't really think of anything different than sending them to a place like a prison, but that doesn't really, in my mind, that doesn't really mesh with a free society.
Well, I think that there'll probably be things that are like prisons. If there's people that cannot be with other people, people who are fundamentally and inherently antisocial, then
and dangerous.
Dangerous. by antisocial, I mean dangerous. That can't be with other people. Those people are going to have to be someplace where they can't get out. I don't know what that. You know, I don't know how that place is going to be, but I can tell you that essentially, a group of people now claim to have dominion over the rest of us, and if they think we are sufficiently antisocial, they'll lock us away. Those group of people have as much legitimacy as me when I claim, I am your king, Drew, and they have that much legitimacy. Like, they're just people who claim to be able to do what they do. And so, people that claim to be able to do that in a free society will probably do that too. They'll say, look, we gotta lock this person away. He or she is dangerous. Now, I don't know exactly. I'm not going to say prisons don't exist. I will, however, put a little spin on it. If there's somebody who's, say, most crimes have a victim. Most real crimes have a victim. Those victims have could be made whole in some way by a certain amount of money. And if the prison could, say, put somebody to work and, manage those people's pay so that they can then pay back the victim, if that's the whole purpose of the prison, like, maybe you can get out of prison early if you work harder to do a better job of paying your victim back.
That makes sense.
Like, if you're sentenced to $100,000 and it takes you 10 years to produce $100,000, then you get a 10-year sentence. If it takes you 1 year to produce $100,000, you get a 1-year sentence. I don't know precisely, but this is sort of an interesting take on it, and it certainly does a better job of making the victim whole. A lot of people would say, but then Bill Gates would turn into a mass murderer. and I don't have a good solution for that. I suspect if
the solution is if there's someone who's a clear and present danger, then you keep that person locked away. Right? Like, if they've murdered people, then that's a good reason to say, okay, well, there is no amount of money that you can just pay somebody. You've taken someone's life. That's not, I don't think anybody would say that another person's life is worth just $100,000.
I don't know.
If you've got somebody who's done some damage to another person and it's something they regret, one time it was a crime of passion or something like that, that person could probably get out after making some sort of good. But if you've got a murderer who's a serial murderer, I can't imagine anybody is going to support letting that person out.
In a free society, may they not decide that some lives are worth more than others? Like, for instance, the father that kills the rapist of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That rapist may be considered to be less valuable than, say, the father of the hardworking father of a family. I don't know the answer. And
you'll have to get murderer's insurance.
Yep, I'm sure that you would have to have some kind of insurance against that. Supposedly we have it now. They call it law enforcement, but it's not very effective.
Well, so this is obvious to me that there's going to be a lot of market demand for locking away murderers. We don't really want people, most people don't want murderers out on the street. And so that's an economic opportunity for an entrepreneur when there's finally a free market in a free society to say, hey, there's this problem that everyone wants solved. I'll bet I could make a lot of money if I offer some solutions for that, but right now we have the state, and the state just gives us their one solution. It's been the same for thousands of years, and it's not working so well.
And it would be nice to be able to choose what you think the best option is.
Prisons haven't been around for thousands of years. They're extraordinarily expensive solutions. They've had dungeons, but mostly they chopped people's hands off or heads off if they were a problem, they turned them into slaves or a variety of things.
I wouldn't pay for what's going on now, let me put it that way.
You are, though. Lots and lots.
Drew, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, Derek kind of touched on another question I was going to ask about privatizing sort of the prisons, or in a free society, the entrepreneur could, start his own prison. And then, but where would the incentive, or where would his funding, or where would his income, what would be the source of his revenue
to keep that
prison operating?
I would say it would come from the prisoners themselves, who are, would be given opportunities to work in there. And, of course, they could also gather funds in a variety of other ways that we probably can't even think up yet.
Sure. I could envision another way where there's an insurance against certain types of crimes in an area.
And so the insurers pay for it?
Yeah, and so you would say, hey, I want insurance against this sort of crime, and if anything were to happen, then your insurance company takes care of the punishment.
Also, makes sense. I do, for a living, I sell radio ads for this show. I could do my job from essentially a desk and a telephone. It wouldn't make a difference whether I was in prison or out. And there's certainly jobs that can be done by prisoners that are out there they can be doing farm work. They can be doing a variety of things that they're not doing now. Having been in prison, I can tell you there's an extraordinary amount of time spent counting bodies.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Drew. Good questions. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us to talk about the future of imprisoning people. It's not a not a happy topic to discuss here, but I think that future would involve imprisoning far fewer people, considering that the future that we envision, I think, and I think I can speak for all three of us, doesn't involve an insane war on drugs and other victimless crimes that are currently littering our prisons with all manner of innocent people who've never harmed another human being. So if we can whittle it down to just having to imprison the people who are psychopaths like Charles Manson, then, you know, I don't think it would cost as much to run those prisons. But let's talk more about the cost, because what if the prisoner doesn't want to work? There are going to be those guys. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, join us here toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you're getting online, you care about privacy, you need Pro XPN. I just put it on a notebook computer today, as a matter of fact, working with Windows 10. It also works with Mac, iOS, Android, as well as Linux. So you can go and get started for free at proxpn.com right now. But when you're ready to sign up for their premium account, you can use code FTL50, and you'll be able to save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with that code, FTL50, and that brings the price down to less than a good cup of coffee. Go and get started at proxpn.com. They do it all right. It is an open VPN, the gold standard of network encryption, virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it even reaches your internet service provider. So get started at proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Before we go on with the calls here and your thoughts, I did want to get the question out about, well, what if a prisoner doesn't want to pay? Because we talked about the idea of not government-run prisons in some sort of free society in which we'd hope to inhabit someday. The idea of the marketplace, if you will, providing these services, which is hard to really imagine. But the proposal was put on the table, the idea that the prisoners themselves could help fund the operation of the prison by working. And that would also allow the prisoner to take a little nest egg home for themselves when they're done with prison. So the prisoner saves, a third of the paycheck. The prison itself gets a third of the paycheck for overhead, and the victim gets a third of the paycheck for restitution. That's just some random numbers there. So then, you know, after the fact, what if the person isn't willing to work? What if they say, the hell with you, I don't regret what I did, and I'm not going to help you build these walls around me? Then what should happen to that person?
Well, I think that these organizations, these private prisons, whatever they might be, these private work programs, these, incarceration to freedom programs, whatever one might call them, they're going to have to keep people inside, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's going to be some people that can't go outside to work. They have to stay inside to work.
Right.
And so they're going to have, guards, right? People with a perimeter. There's going to be a geographic area, and people are going to have to stay inside that area. I imagine they'll build a fence. The fence will have motion detectors. Around the fence will be guards. Now, I would suspect that at their lowest service level, that there probably wouldn't be much service going on inside, right? Like, this is just, hey, we just have a perimeter here, and you stay inside the perimeter. We don't go in to protect you. We don't do anything. You're just in there. And we don't even move food in. You want food? Well, you're going to have to pay for that. That's part of the whole deal here. And, well,
I mean, you can't starve somebody, Mark. So
you can give them a bag of seeds when they go in.
Right.
Beans are cheap.
Yeah, I think that the answer to the question is that they would obviously be allowed to pay their way if they were independently wealthy. But if not, they'd get, they'd get subsistence-level food. So if you work for the work program, you get better food, right? Like, you're treated better, you get a better existence on the inside. They get no privileges, they get, the cheapest level of food, and they have to rely on the charity of others. So, like, there's, probably going to be some group out there that feels really bad for all of these recalcitrants who are refusing to actually pay back their victims, and they might donate to some sort of fund that will help keep those guys fed. But, I agree with the beans idea.
I think I've got it. It's better than both Ian's prison and Mark's prison idea, and I'm going to compete with both of you on the free market of the future here with my idea, which is going to be cheaper, safer, and more interactive, because I want to shoot these people with an RFID dart that tracks them and just say, you're free to go. Go anywhere you want. You don't want to pay back your restitution to the person you've wronged. And then I'll publish the RFID locations on a website that anyone can go and track them and do whatever they want with these people. They've got the history of them, some ID, and a reward.
Yeah, but they can go take it out. They'll go to some underground doctor and have that sucker ripped out of there.
There's probably if they...
But there will be a reward for those doctors. Right? So if they'd have to go to the wrong person, right? So it makes life very difficult if they want to make life difficult for others. all I want to do is watch you, have you on my website so people know where you are and what you're doing. We know about your crimes. I think it would be a good solution because I'm for freedom. I want people to be free. You do something wrong, you've got an opportunity to make it right. But if you choose not to make it right, well, I want people to know who you are, what you've done, and where you are.
Of course, RFID doesn't necessarily transmit a location, so you would have RFID receiving devices around everywhere in order to get any kind of idea of where.
Well, we already have those. We already have RFID receiving devices everywhere, and CVSs, every store you walk into has them. I'll bet this could be incorporated with the mainstream businesses.
Now, are you suggesting that people like vigilante justice would solve the problem? Like,
it's not the same.
This guy's a murderer, and now he might be out on the streets looking to kill again.
It's not the same thing as vigilante justice for CVS to have a contract with a company like this that says, hey, you know, when this person comes into our store, when this RFID goes off in our doors, we're just going to pull a silent alarm and have your people show up.
It sounds like a big cost in the long run, though.
Why is that such a big cost? They've already got all the equipment already.
Yeah, but you know, then you've got
a dart.
You've got to bring the security team in every time this guy goes to the store. I mean, it's just
you don't have to bring a security team in. Just one guy, or just notify the website, let people know where he is.
Yeah, I think that there, if the crime is sufficiently bad, I think that there'll be people who are interested in some level of justice for somebody who doesn't want to make good in any way, shape, or form. I don't know.
I'm not saying vigilante justice. Right, but that would be something
justice
the system encourages.
What justice is different than
right?
vigilante justice? Vigilante is a term
that you put in front
of the word justice to describe it as something different than the justice that we get today. I would like to use the term justice that we get today in quotation marks.
Yes,
because
there's
nothing
I'm
like justice.
Well, I wouldn't call it vigilante justice. I think these people would probably be professionals, similar to what bounty hunters are today, but without the support and backing of the law.
You can share your thoughts. What about what do you think about Derek's idea? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or Mark's or myself, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. Libertarian Banker calling from Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just want to move from the future of prisons into the future of money, which I believe is Bitcoin.
Yes.
So everybody these days is talking about frictionless payments. Whether it's Apple Pay or some type of RFID scanner that will allow your payment to go through without any swiping of the card. And I think Bitcoin is primed to take this position here because of the financial transaction system that's inherent in Bitcoin.
What is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, I call in and talk about it all the time. I keep forgetting your listeners don't know. Bitcoin is a virtual currency in a financial transaction system that is competing with the U.S. dollar and I think will eventually beat it. It's a stateless currency not owned by any government, and it is the future of money, in my opinion.
Let's talk about this frictionless payment idea here. Stand by, Libertarian Banker. And if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do love talking about Bitcoin, I have to say.
I'm a big fan.
Great topic. All of us are big fans. 855-450-FREE. Also, join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's Bitcoin or prison in a free society, sounds a little contradictory. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. Speaking of Bitcoin, Mark, where would one go to get some Bitcoin news and such?
Bitcoinist.net. They are the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news and reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Whether you are a beginner or an expert, they make it easy for you. They've got sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and a lot more over there. Also, fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. Bitcoinist is the one-stop shop, whether you're a beginner or an expert. Bitcoinist.net.
All right, let's go back to Libertarian Banker calling from somewhere he'd rather not say. So you were just getting into the idea of Bitcoin, a decentralized currency issued by neither a bank or a government. It's become arguably the world's most valuable currency. And go ahead with your thoughts. Why were you calling about Bitcoin tonight?
Well, I have to say, you in the introduction there, you said something about prisons and Bitcoin being contradictory. But maybe the prisoners could earn Bitcoin while they're in prison. So they
no, I'm saying it sounded contradictory to have prisons in a free society. That's what I was referring to. But yes, certainly Bitcoin in prison is a fine idea.
Very good. Well, but my point today was about frictionless payments, and a lot of people love these. And what frictionless payments is like Apple Pay or any type of payment where you don't create friction, I guess. There's no rubbing of a magnetic strip.
Waiting for change and handing over currency.
Well, exactly. But credit cards did that same thing, Ian. And but those are still friction payments. What I mean is wireless sort of near field communication type payments like Apple Pay and Google Wallet.
Isn't friction more of a metaphor?
Yeah, I thought friction meant that it was just difficult, and it is difficult to be set up to do credit card payments. You know, as a vendor, you got to go out, you got to get the machine, you got to pay all kinds of money.
I think it means frictionless for the customer, not for
the customer
vendor.
Drives the payment industry. The merchants just follow what the customers want to do. But so frictionless payments, meaning, there's not friction. So no, the swiping the card is now considered a friction payment. Frictionless would be when you buy something on Amazon with your iPhone, you stick your finger on the touch ID to authorize it. And there's no entering the credit card number or swiping or anything. It's very easy. So like you said, the ease of which to make the payment. And there's actually a thing nowadays. Everybody's getting these new credit cards in the mail that have the chip in them. And I don't know about you guys, but if you've used that thing, it's like twice as long as swiping the daggone card.
Really?
So, last time I used it, it took about 25 seconds to actually authorize and everything. So
that's crazy. Where do you actually use one of these things? I mean, is there like some sort of point of sale makes it obvious?
Well, all of the machines by October 1st have to be upgraded to this chip card technology. So
every point of sale, there's some sort of federal regulation that's mandating every point of sale credit card device has to have this near field communication.
Yeah. And we're way behind Europe who's had this for like 10 years.
Yeah. And they will still take both. So you'll notice on the machine, there's still the way to swipe the magnetic strip as well as insert this. So they're going to be kind of running both together for a little while until people get used to it. But you're right there, Jay. We're way behind Europe in that sense. They've been using it for almost a decade now, and it prevents fraud in a lot of different ways. But my point really was about Bitcoin and how it is poised, I think, to be the ultimate frictionless payment. I mean, I honestly have never owned or used a Bitcoin. I have studied it and have friends that have done so, but from what I can tell, it's very laborious to send a Bitcoin now, but it could.
No, it's not that hard. Tell you what, you go to blockchain.info, open up a Bitcoin account, send me an email. I'll send you some Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's really super simple. I'm actually shocked that you're so knowledgeable about Bitcoin, but yet have never even tried.
Well, I have not had a need to have Bitcoin.
You must not need 20% off at Amazon or 20% off your next Starbucks because you can do that with Bitcoin.
Hey, if you can get my wife to start using Bitcoin, I'll take it.
Well, I don't know your wife, so you're going to have to work on that one on your own. Thanks, Libertarian Banker. Appreciate it. Here's what you can do.
Yet another kept man in America. I swear to God that we are the vestigial gender. We are little more than dogs on leashes.
Speak for yourself. But
you're a gay man.
That's crazy.
You don't have a wife.
I've heard him call in so many times talking about Bitcoin. It really does, I don't know if surprise is even the right word.
You've had a man on a leash. Sir,
I speak from experience.
You were not on the leash, though, right?
Well,
you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. What were you saying about Bitcoin?
It's amazing to me. Yeah. It literally takes less than a minute to set up a Bitcoin wallet,
right?
And it's free, and it doesn't require any personal information. So
someone
who's got even just the slightest bit of knowledge, if they want to share this, if they want to promote it and say, "Hey, you should check out Bitcoin," start by getting your own wallet. See how easy it really is, and then you can evangelize from a better standing point.
So Roger Veer has been recommending a wallet that is called LuxStack.
Okay.
And I have not had a chance to actually use it. I installed it on my phone, and it told me when I ran it that I could not run LuxStack on my phone because my phone is rooted,
and you're not supposed to do that with your phone, and there's maybe some sort of security issue with rooted phones, so it refuses to run on my phone. But Roger Ver really loves it. The other one for Amazon or for Android is Bitcoin Wallet. When you search for Bitcoin Wallet, it's called Bitcoin Wallet. It's the first thing that comes up. That's the one, Derek J., you and I were recommending to people at the fair. For iPhone, Derek was recommending the Bread Wallet.
Yeah.
The Blockchain.info's got a good iPhone wallet, though. That one is good, but the Blockchain Wallet on Android is absolutely god-awful. And so there's some ups and downs to some of these wallets out there, but they are all free, and you can probably find one that really works well for you. Airbits is also an excellent wallet. I did finally get that reinstalled, and it's been working since then.
Excellent.
So those are some suggestions. But if you want, you can go to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn more about Bitcoin there. It's simple, Bitcoin.com. You also mentioned, saving 20%, right? You want your wife to come on board with Bitcoin. Just go home and tell her to go to purse.freetalklive.com and she can save 20% or more off of her Amazon purchases. And this new thing with, Starbucks, 20% off of Starbucks. What are there? Millions of people every day that go to Starbucks. Who wouldn't want 20% off on a daily basis? You can do that with the Fold app. And I believe that is coffee.foldapp.com.
I get why people would, if you're going to go to Starbucks, you should save 20%. But the fact is, go to Amazon, go to purse.freetalklive.com and buy your coffee online on Amazon there. Get better coffee, or at least as good a coffee. Mm-hmm. If you're a big Starbucks fan, you can get that kind of heavily roasted coffee there on Amazon. And save a lot of money by brewing it yourself.
Oh, it's apples and oranges. I mean, having a coffee made for you is a service that Amazon just can't provide.
Yeah, sometimes you want to go out with somebody. You don't want to just necessarily sit at home with them.
Sometimes you need real estate to sit in a certain spot. There's no doubt about that.
Let's go to Michael. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. Hey. Not really why I called, but real quick, I do agree with what Derek Jay was saying about the prisoners. About putting an RFID chip in them or some kind of GPS tracking. It kind of seems like an additional, I've heard Stephon Molyneux talk about it, the dispute resolution things where, like, you have an insurance policy that, when you try to rent a house or buy food somewhere, you know, it's a reason for somebody not to sell to you because, you know, you're a menace to society.
You would become really an outlaw, essentially, in a situation like that.
Yeah, that's not really why I called, but I just...
All right, well, stand by for the real reason that you called. More with Michael, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Please join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, still to come, the crowdsourced government budget... It's actually happening, and I don't know if it's good news. Mark will tell us more about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
You want more Derek J? You can go and get a bunch of Derek J over at thederekj.com. Did I hear that you were adding some content recently, Derek J?
Oh, man. So much content has been added, and more is on the way. I just started a new RSS feed, lots of podcast stuff going on. So if people like hearing about stories of police abuse and being held accountable, you can listen to that over at TheDerekJ.com.
Also,
Top Block Radio.
Super gay radio show called Flaming Freedom.
Yeah, Flaming Freedom is at the top of TheDerekJ.com right now. And I've combined them all into one podcast feed. So if people want all the things that I'm doing, including Free Talk Live and Freedom Fiends, that now exists on a podcast feed.
So you can get everything that Derek J is involved with. Just go to TheDerekJ.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Michael in Texas. You were getting to the point of what you were really calling about, so go ahead with that.
I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, me specifically, I don't generally think of Mark as being like an activist. I don't hear much about that, but I mean, I was really surprised because today I watched the YouTube video where he was talking about, I mean, he was in front of the, I think it was the Keene City Council, about the tax exemption for the church.
The tax assessment board. Mark's an activist. He just does more behind the scenes stuff than some of us do.
Yeah, I work, usually within sort of the inside the system activism, political stuff, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, usually we see like Ian and Derek J on the videos for Free Keene and
yep, they like the cameras.
Like that, so.
I really don't.
I think Mark did pretty good. I mean, I really felt like he really stuck it to him. That, you know, for like the last decade, you know, y'all say work within the system, we've worked within the system, and look where we're at, and they still denied you.
Yeah, you're referring to the Shire Free Church. There was a hearing on the parsonage here in Keene. It was, you know, we were applying for tax exemption, and of course we knew it was going to be denied. So, Mark, you got up there and gave an impassioned 5 or so minute long speech.
Did you honestly know ahead of time that it was going to be denied? Like, you had foreknowledge, or you
no,
just
I mean,
presumed?
We just
I didn't. I got my hopes up. I always get my hopes up. I'm so naive. You know, when I'm watching this video, it was really sad to me that they denied the the exemption from the tax status. Because I thought, well, the first time, yeah. But the second time, come on. This is when they're going to let it slide. And, Mark, you gave such a... a rousing appeal. I really thought they would
appeal.
Listen to you.
I was telling them that they were terrible people because they will never approve us.
Well, maybe appeal isn't the right word, but I enjoyed it, and I thought it was great.
They've done nothing but abuse their power the whole time regarding the activists in Keene, and that, you know, it's transparent to anybody who takes a look, and so I just listed off the litany of things that they've done over time and said, go ahead and deny us because you're going to do it anyway.
They have to.
And we're
going
to take it to court. And I have no choice but to enjoy the fact that we're going to take it to court. It's funny that you people's bias drives you to deny us and then to leech your taxpayers some more.
To pay for the court costs, the attorney's fees, which inevitably will not be a cheap thing. They'll probably get... you know, if we continue to pay the tax bill in the meantime, they'll probably spend far more than we would pay in taxes on these attorneys than otherwise.
Here's why I thought it was so sad. It was like a man explaining to a ball rolling down a hill, like, you're going to fall down this hill. You're going to just go down and you're going to roll. It's going to, you know, topple. It's going to reach the bottom. And it's like, but these are human beings, you know. They're not deterministic machines, but they act like it.
Mm.
Yep,
that's what's
like
so
it.
Sad.
Well, they're doing their job, Derek J., and their job is to protect the state. It's not to give people tax exemptions. It's to refuse to give them tax exemptions. Then, so that person then has to go and fight and spend thousands of dollars in court at a chance at having their decision overturned, which it may eventually be overturned.
But, by the friends of these people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, that's likely.
I wouldn't expect it to happen necessarily, but the chances are better in a court because the judge would, in theory, understand the freedom of religion better. And the, you know, various court cases out there.
Where are his incentives? Can he be taken off the bench?
No.
Well, then he has no incentive to...
His only incentive
right.
is to do the right thing because he could be overturned. And in this particular case, this particular judge did do the right thing in the Robin Hood case, which, you know, he didn't want to be overturned. So
nothing even
right
happens.
Choice.
Overturned? That sounds like his table gets knocked over. He falls out of his chair or something. Nothing happens to him. It's oops. He doesn't even probably get a letter in the mail saying, oh, yeah, that decision you made was wrong. You know, no one even talks about it at lunch behind the counters.
I think he knows.
Nothing happens.
I think those judges know when they get overturned.
I'm sure they get real embarrassed. Yeah, they have to drink their sorrows away.
Well, I have heard that Judge Burke does go and buys alcohol from
Please.
A certain convenience
store. I'm sure he would do that regardless
on the weekend.
His bad decisions.
This is, you have no idea. Somebody has said something to you. That's a terrible thing to spread that kind of rumor. I've heard all kinds of terrible rumors
about
you, too.
It was my
Sally
in jail.
It's none of your
so
business.
So he's more credible.
And he said he used to work at Romy's Market, and he actually sold him the alcohol. Right. I mean, it's still hearsay.
So what?
Ridiculous.
It's certainly fine. Judge Burke is free to drink himself into oblivion on the weekend.
I guess the point Ian is making is that they'll face natural consequences if not contrived government
ones. If he wants
ones.
To make the point that somebody who is sending people to jail for using drugs uses a drug, I'm fine with that.
That's
but
certainly a
to
point.
To suggest that somebody who is purchasing alcohol is somehow a drunk is ridiculous.
I heard he was drunk when he came in.
None of your business. And that's someone's assessment that works behind the counter
that's
at a
true.
Convenience store.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But I imagine he would sell the alcohol to him. Because aren't you supposed to refuse sales if somebody is too S-faced?
I don't know what the rules are. I
wouldn't
sure obey
them. Michael, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just kind of want to commend Mark. I mean, I don't think he gets enough credit for... being an activist, and I think that was really cool what he did.
There you go.
Thank you.
Amen. Michael, thanks for the call. Hopefully it will encourage you and others to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Appreciate your call tonight. You can go to freestateproject.org. Hey, look, I'd be the first to have a drink with Judge Burke. I'm not, you know, trying to act like I'm somehow better or
really?
Or whatever.
Yeah, man, I've got a.
I would sit down for a whole 5 minutes with him.
I'd
and have
sit down for dinner with Judge Burke. Absolutely. In fact, I invited him out for lunch years ago, Derek J. I don't know if you knew this. But
are you just a glutton for punishment? Do you love uncomfortable conversations or what? Like, why would you want to do that?
I don't think it would be uncomfortable. I mean, he and I have certainly had plenty of interactions over the years. I think it would be an interesting discussion. I've sat down with the city manager before and the city code enforcer. And broken bread with them.
Which one? The one where you sat down with the city manager John McClain.
A
group of others.
Well, there was that historic video. But I actually did have lunch with John McClain as well.
But you didn't
on
record
a separate
that.
Occasion. No, that was just a conversation just between regular. Two men. You know?
Yeah.
So I actually invited Judge Burke out to lunch. I don't know, half a decade ago or something like that, and he initially said yes. But then he kind of blew me off by saying I needed to go through the court clerk, because apparently the court clerk somehow schedules his lunches. I don't know if I believe that, but that was what he said. And so then I, went and talked to the court clerk, and it seemed like something that maybe could happen.
Hey!
But then what happened was I got arrested for something else and got some other charges, and so therefore, you can't go out and have lunch with the judge when you're facing him in court, that kind of thing. So there's that conflict of interest going on, and so that was his excuse for not going to lunch for a little while, and then eventually I got out from underneath those charges and approached him about it when I saw him again in person, and he never says no to going out to lunch. Just never ends up being able
Maybe
to
happen.
Maybe
he just thinks you'll be boring. Maybe he's just not into you.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. But I don't know, I want to ask him questions, Derek J. I want to know things about... And maybe he wouldn't be honest with me. I don't know.
Then
but
you better record it.
You can't do that.
Come on.
You can't do that.
Do it for me. Just do it for posterity.
You can't
do it for people who want to hear this conversation 100 years from now when we're all long gone. I mean, that conversation on record would be one of the most fascinating
it would be,
interviews.
People would say things differently if they knew they were on the record.
Yeah, well, you don't tell it.
Then it's wiretapping.
Okay. I say do it.
I've got to say
And you're wiretapping a judge.
Right. Yep. I say that's one of the worst suggestions you've had in a long time.
It would be great audio. That's all I'm concerned about.
Of the people that...
You could sit in the corner with a parabolic dish and...
I'll be there.
Of the people you deal with here in the city of Keene, I've got to say one of the ones that I can connect with the most is Judge Burke. I mean, I feel like this guy... attempts to listen and attempts to be fair. Yes, I have seen him in very short-tempered states. Mm-hmm. No doubt at all. But at the same time, I went in there when you were, your most recent sentencing, and the state was asking for 6 months in jail for you.
Yeah.
And I went to bat for you. First time I've done this and gone and been a character witness.
It's true.
And he gave you what?
I think Judge Burke and I have warmed towards one another
a little bit over the years.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect
protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.